Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Have you ever felt as though you were called to something? Called to do something for God? I've heard singers who speak of their lives and say they felt a calling to worship from a very young age. I've heard evangelists speak about their calling, saying they would have dreams of themselves preaching the Word of God to hundreds of people. I've even heard missionaries talking about how they were called to leave their careers and travel around the world preaching the gospel, even risking their lives at times, all because they have a calling on their lives. But perhaps you're like me, and you have struggled to identify your calling. Perhaps you know you're called to do something, but you can't pinpoint exactly what your calling is. So what do you do in that scenario? You know you're called, you're willing, you're ready, but you can't seem to differentiate your calling from your personal passion. What do you do? Well, the first thing that I have learned is that when God calls you to do something, it's usually something that appears to be too big of a task for you. I believe that when you feel called to do something that you deem to be outside of your capabilities, when you feel that tug on your heart to do something that you feel unqualified for and unfit to do, this is usually a strong sign that is indeed a calling from God. One of my favorite examples of a calling that appears too big for the person is in Exodus chapter 4, when God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of slavery. As I read this passage of scripture, notice that Moses was insistent that God should send someone else. Notice how he resisted his calling. Notice how Moses comes up with so many different excuses and reasons why he can't do God's work. Now the Bible says in Exodus 4, verses 10 through 16, "But Moses said to the Lord, 'O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue.' Then the Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak.' But he said, 'O my Lord, please send someone else.' Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, 'Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you both what to do. He shall speak for you to the people, and he shall be your mouth, and you shall be as God to him.'" Moses certainly felt as though his calling was way beyond his ability. And we may feel like this at times. But here's the thing. Every time that you find your calling to be intimidating, that's a good sign. That's a wonderful sign, because it means that God is in the driving seat. It means that you are not relying on your natural ability or skill, but rather you are relying on the Lord to lead you and strengthen you. Imagine if Moses said to God, "You've come to the right person. No one else can articulate themselves better than I can, God. So I'm the best man for the job." The fact that Moses was reluctant, the fact that he knew that his calling required...
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Him to face his weakness. This says to me he had no choice but to trust that God would see him through. And indeed, that's what we all need. we need to know that this calling on our lives is beyond our natural capabilities. And so we need to trust God to lead us and guide us. We need to trust God to strengthen us and enable us to do the task at hand. The second sign that your calling is genuinely from God is that your calling would truly give the Lord all the glory. Every calling from the Lord should be focused on exalting the name of Jesus Christ. When you find that your focus in regards to the calling on your life centers around what you will receive, how many books you'll sell, where your album will chart, and it's only going to benefit you, then that may be more of an ambition, a passion, or dream, rather than a true calling for God. When God calls you and people ask you, how are you able to do that or to do this? You will have no other explanation other than singing the praises of the Lord. How else would a missionary explain the joy in their hearts, even though they are risking their lives day in and day out, preaching the gospel in a country where Christians are persecuted? That's a calling where it can only be God. There's nothing for them to gain physically in doing this, but yet they still do God's work with joy and gladness. And in your personal life, perhaps you are called to be a Sunday school teacher. Perhaps you feel called to write, to sing, or preach even. Whatever the call on your life, ask yourself, is it something you can do on your own, with your own strength, with your own ability? Or is it something where you are walking by faith and not by sight? You're completely relying on the Lord because there is no way that you can do it on your own. Secondly, what are your intentions? What are your motives? What are your goals? Is it financial gain? Is it so that your name would be in lights? Search your intentions, because your heart must be set on uplifting the name of Jesus Christ. Your calling needs to be centered on Jesus Christ. His name should be exalted above yours, above your fame, above your own ambition. The name of the Lord must be lifted high.
I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord patiently. When you need an answer, don't force the issue. Wait on the Lord. When you need direction, when you need guidance, don't act on emotion. Don't act on impulse, but wait patiently on God, because there is a promise that's worth the wait. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." When you wait on the Lord, when you wait patiently in prayer, God will answer you. God will respond. And He can respond by simply giving you a piece of His heart about that issue you're dealing with. He can open a new door of opportunity. So trust in the Lord. Continue to wait on the Lord with hopeful expectation. Continue to wait on the Lord in prayer. Continue to wait on the Lord for direction. Continue to wait on the Lord, and He will renew your strength.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.